Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 997. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv by Rabbi Aaron Zissel. The Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe. The Refua Shalema Ruvan Yeshua Ben Esther Baelish. Takav Refua Shalema Psoich Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so there's a few more touch-ups I want to go through in reference to the refrigerator and the light. It does come up. As the refrigerators get more modernized, there's, like we spoke about, Shabbos mode and so on. There are various different, ways of working with it, but still it does come up. So, first of all, I just want to explain. We spoke about last time reference to the guy calling a guy. Let's say somebody's stuck and the light's on, right? This typical case, and the light's on, and I have to, my food is in the fridge. So we said, B'Shem Ramosh, it's no problem. We explained a little bit, just to explain a little bit more. It's called what we call Shvus, the Shvus B'Makam Mitzvah. It's taking out of the light. It is a derabbanan. It's a high level derabbanan, but it is a derabbanan. It's simlocha shein tzricha legufa. Number one. Number two, Amir La'akim taught telling a guy to take out the light is another derabbanan. So yes, it's what we call a shvus. These derabbanans, we call it a shvus. Two shvusim, shvus to shvus. And if it's b'makom mitzvah, b'makom enik Shabbos, and so on. So it is in those cases we mentioned, it is okay calling a guy. Now, the question comes up, first of all, another Eitzah Tova. We spoke about a few various different things. Just to review, we said to tape down the switch before Shabbos, right? But it has to be in a way whereby the tape won't come off. Otherwise, it's just going to pop off. The switch sometimes is very strong. We said it'll pop it off to take out the bulb. We also, it was brought to my attention, a few more different Eitzah Tovos. First of all, in general, there are those, if I remember correctly, my mother, Allah Shalom, used to take it out, Taka, for the whole week. Used to take out the bulb. That's how I remember Taka, for the whole week. That's it. There was no light in the fridge, and you have enough from the kitchen. You have enough light in the kitchen usually. So some people, I know there are others who bedafka want the light. During the week, we're talking about during the week. Someone bedafka want the light; it makes it easier. And some feel there's enough light in the kitchen. So if somebody could get by, you don't have to, but it's a good thing not to have to have the light off the whole. To take out the bulb, not to have the light on at all. So that's one thing. Another thing would be just to loosen up the bulb. Let's say, like before Shabbos, a person doesn't want to go through the whole thing, take out the bulb and then put in the whole. It's just to loosen it up enough. But you have to make sure it's loose enough whereby it'll be off. Sometimes when you loosen up the bulb, in the fridge, it's not 100% loose, and you open the door, all of a sudden you realize, we didn't loosen it up enough and the light goes on. So then you're stuck again. So if one does feel that they could, if Shabbos Friday, just to loosen up the bulb and keep it loose, that's also fine. Just making sure, again, like we said, it's loose enough whereby it won't go on in the middle of Shabbos. Now that it's a taiva. Also, sometimes a person can't find a guy, right? Let's say, again, comes Shabbos Friday night, whatever the case is, I open up my fridge and it's already Shabbos, and what do? We realize the light is on. So we mentioned call the guy, close the door, but I'm in a time and place, whatever it is. It might be later at night, Friday night or whatever, and we can't find the guy. What do we do? Do I have to leave the fridge open, wide open the whole Shabbos? So there are a few different aces. If a person could close it, but not all the way, in other words, close it to the point whereby the door doesn't close all the way. It was brought to my attention that putting towels there, I never really tried it myself, but sometimes you put towels to like a bumper, in between the door and closing of the fridge, in between the door and the fridge itself, you put a few towels over there. So then every time the fridge closes, it's not going to close. Person has to see how much room they need, but it won't close to the point whereby the light will go off. So that is an eight. And also with towels, if it's enough towels, it could, it would insulate or keep as much warm air out of the fridge. The other eight type is to put something else there, let's say a small chair or a small stool or some little thing. Sometimes you have a folding chair or something to stick a folding chair in between the door and the fridge, then, you know, the door is not going to close all the way. But that could be a little bit complicated because it bang against, it could open up again. It's a little bit complicated. But towels is a very good eitz taiva to put a few towels like this. You should still basically be able to close the door almost without closing the light. And then, it's keeping out as much warm air as possible. Again, in cases whereby one is unable to locate a guy, usually in general, like we said, the guy is the best thing. They come, you tell them, they just take out the light, and you're good from there. Now, another thing, not really refrigerators, but it's very similar, the water coolers. People have like these regular water coolers, right? And there's hot water there and there's cold water there. So first of all, I just want to make it clear that taking the hot water from these water coolers on Shabbos is not allowed because that's bishul. I mean, it's basically cooking up the water. Now, basically it is. It's cooking up the water. You have the cold water comes out of the bottle and it cooks it. It makes it hot. So it's cooking on Shabbos. So using the hot water obviously is not allowed. Just to read real quickly from the Sefer, Hilcha Shabbos, from the Pesukim from Rabelski and so on. Okay, so he says like this, taking hot water from a water cooler on Shabbos is not allowed. Some are even careful to pull out the plug out of the water cooler before Shabbos, even if they only wish to take cold water. He brings out that's a good thing to do. You don't have to. It's a good thing to do. He brings it from the Shulchan HaLevi. Good thing to do because of the fact like this, people shouldn't forget or by mistake, you know, start using the, or press the wrong button and start using the hot water and thereby cooking up the water. So that would be a good thing to do to take out the plug. Then he says, so that's as far as the hot water. That can't be used. We understand. As far as the cold water, even though, let's say, assuming it will be plugged in still, it's a question of, again, like the refrigerator, basically, the compressor going on or whatever. But Lamaisa said those who are, in general, we mentioned many are makel in reference to the compressor motor going on with the refrigerator. So he brings on basically pretty much the same concept. He says on page 124, again, the same thing, Sefer Hilcha Shabbos, he says one may use a water cooler or a water fountain, even for that matter, even when it's plugged in. And one could use it like that on Shabbos if one is lenient regarding opening a refrigerator on Shabbos, even if the motor is off. We said those who are machmir, reference to the compressor and motor to open the fridge when the motor is on. But there are many places, we said last time in reference to the fridge, that it's not a problem when we're dealing with the motor or the compressor. But this, so the same thing Lemaisi says, that you could use a water cooler and the water fountain. It's basically the same concept. Okay, just to end off, also a new Sefer, beautiful new Sefer, Sefer Chayei Olam. He brings down also on page 131, it is permitted, it's allowed to use a water cooler machine on Shabbos, as if this would be no different than using the refrigerator. It's the same concept, basically, even though there is a possibility that the motor will turn on, in order to, it might not happen. Same thing like the refrigerator. When you open the door, it might, yeah, happen, it might not happen. So that's in reference again to the motor and the, compressor. So obviously this ruling does not apply to, water machines. He brings down obviously that have lights or electrical buttons or these type of things that go on. That's all that, obviously is not allowed. That would be ushered to use. But the regular water coolers whereby you just press the cold water and the water comes out. And when it goes down enough or whatever, possibly a certain times, the motor goes on. Of course, he ends off that one may not use the hot water machine. The hot water part, one is not, of course, not allowed to use, to, since the hot water becomes cooked on Shabbos in a Kli Rishon and so on. So Lemaisa, basically, that's the story as far as water coolers go. Okay, we'll stop here. So that's basically the story on water coolers in general, reference to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.